Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:05 Greenwich or British Summer Time. Today is April 8th. Today was another explosive day in Japan. The yen weakened by an additional 1.8 yen in here today and is closing in on the 100 yen level against the US dollar. The Nikkei was stronger by 2.8%, and just to highlight the extent to which currency has played a role in that rally. In local currency terms, the Nikkei is up 26.91% this year, but in US dollar terms, it's up 10.86%. And that sandwiches it between the performance of the S&P 500, which is up 9.47%, and the Dow Jones, which is up 11.52%. So when we look at those two markets, they've been perhaps the best performers, certainly among developed markets this year. And it also highlights just where the main problems have been, which has been in Europe, because the majority of European indices are in negative territory for the year in a common currency such as the US dollar. Following the sharp declines across a large number of equities and equity indices on Friday, we had a bit of a steadier environment in here today, and US banks were quite a bit stronger. They rallied well off their lows in here today, and the transports index, which posted really a sharp turnaround last Friday, having deteriorated for much of last week, it finished on the high of the day and improved on that performance in here today. So the fact that that had been leading to the downside and has found at least short-term support is comforting from the perspective of the bulls. In the currency markets, there's some interesting activity going on in here, because the US dollar has been really quite volatile against the euro. And the fact that you have the yen continuing to weaken, and in really quite an aggressive fashion following the Bank of Japan's meeting last week, and the fact that the Bank of Japan voted unanimously to double the size of its bond purchases, and that adds credence to the what had previously merely been a supposition that the Bank of Japan was going to take an aggressive stance on attempting to end the deflationary spiral that has really been evident in the market for nearly 20 years. But the weakening yen and the speed with which it is weakening raises a number of challenges for other countries in Asia. And although we haven't seen large moves, there is a trending environment now of weakness in a number of the Asian currencies, particularly the Korean won, particularly the Taiwan dollar, but also the Philippine peso, the Indonesian rupiah, and even the Singapore dollar has been a bit weaker in here. And it is worth highlighting that in the last decade, the strength of the Asian currencies has moved very much hand in hand with the strength of their stock markets, and foreign investors were able to get a double whammy because they got the capital appreciation from their investments and also the currency appreciation. But the fact that the competitive environment between Asian countries didn't change overly much in the last decade because all the currencies went up at the same time has changed now, because the Japanese are aggressively weakening their currency, and their Asian neighbors can't simply stand by and watch their manufacturing sectors become progressively less competitive. I mean, the yen has devalued by 20% in the last couple of months, and that means that the consolidated earnings of Japan's significant export sector have been flattered by 20% in the last few months, and that's probably going to start to come through in their earnings, which is also, of course, being reflected in the stock market performance. And, of course, the stocks are coming off such a low level, they do have the potential to go up really quite a lot over the medium term. And while we have weakness in Asian currencies, a number of the commodity currencies were strong in here today, and not least the Mexican peso, and it continues to rally back towards the highs that it had seen in more than a year ago. But also you have a compressing government bond yield there, and the stock market has been one of the most consistent that there is. The Brazilian real was also really quite firm in here today. Now, the central bank in Brazil has demonstrated over the last number of months that it is more than willing to intervene in this market, and they'll be quite intent on holding this currency in a range. But the Mexicans don't seem to have too much problem with the currency appreciating a bit in here, and that is certainly likely to be a tailwind for the stock market. And provided it holds above the 200-day moving average, then that trend can continue to be considered to be consistent. And commodities were a bit firmer in here today. The industrial metals, which pulled back very sharply last week, were a bit steadier. They'll need to do more to really convince people that more than a temporary low is in for these, but they are oversold in the short term. And the continuous commodity index, which has been holding a progression of lower rally highs for the last few months, is a little bit oversold in the short term, and there is potential for a bounce in here in the very short term. And government bonds, which have been rallying so very impressively over the last few, the last 10 or so sessions, were a little bit easier in here today. And US Treasuries were off by about 26 ticks, gilts were weaker by 0.6 of one full point, and German Bunds, which are trading in the region of all-time highs, were down by about a quarter of a point. We saw really quite abrupt selling last week, and even though Europe was a little bit steadier in here today, there's a distinct absence of clear upward dynamics to really suggest that the shorts are being covered. We remain within this corrective environment, and although we're probably in the second half of this correction, there's little evidence yet that it has run its course. So this remains a higher risk environment, and not least for those instruments that are quite overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages. And the large downward dynamics that we saw in a number of the high flyers on Friday suggests that probably the best case scenario is that we see some ranging in here, which allows the price to go sideways and the moving average to catch up with the price action. In the best possible world, that is the ideal for a mean reversion, and there will almost certainly be some of those instruments that experience just that kind of reversion. But at the same time, we can't rule out the possibility that there is going to be a sharper pullback for some of the others. And the degree to which we've seen some of these high flyers become really quite overextended, and now large downward dynamics last week, does suggest that they are prone to, at a minimum, mean reversion. And China opened up today after a two-day holiday for tomb cleaning last week. And it opened down on the day, or opened down but up off its lows by the close. And this is right in the region of the 200-day moving average. And the Hang Seng, which was pretty much unchanged in here today, had pulled back very sharply on Friday. And it's also in the region of its 200-day moving average. And if these trends are to remain consistent, then they will find support in this area. But they will need to find support, and they'll need to find it in really right in the current area to bolster confidence among investors. While Japan is making some very wholehearted commitments to try and stimulate the economy, China is still in this environment where they're trying to lean on the property developers and they're worried about inflation. And while that has held the yuan in a tightening bias, because you have such a high weighting of banks and developers in the A-share market, that has weighed on the stock market over the last couple of weeks, and indeed the last couple of months. And the A-share market in particular would react favorably to any commentary that is biased towards easing, particularly the role for banks. And that is likely what will be needed in order to bring back some of these investors into the Chinese market. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.